So we are here to celebrate this holiday that is universal. It is not simply a holiday belonging to a particular church or a particular denomination, because the goal of Christianity, the goal of every Christian, everyone who accepts that name as pertaining to your path in life and to your understanding of reality, the goal of the practice of Christianism is what the great sages of Christianity, the fathers of the church, have called theosis. Theosis is often translated either as divinization or deification. And the Christians' motto is, God has become man so that man becomes God. And the birth of Christ that is celebrated is the celebration of your being Christed. We're not celebrating someone else's attainment of God consciousness, but your own. And this is the goal of every Christian to achieve before the end of this age, so as to become those saints and angels and beings of light who not only bring in the kingdom of heaven, but usher every lost soul back into the luminous sphere of God's abode, so that everyone is saved, everyone, every soul, every being. And they are saved through love. They are saved through your recognition of the divine nature of all that is. Because all that is one, not many. And even if all that is appears in polarities of light and dark, good and evil, all pertain to the same source. Whether they are shining with the light of spirit or with the shadow of that which has forgotten its true nature, all is part of the play, the chiaroscuro of God's ultimate symphony, God's work of art, in which the dark returns to the light in the end, and all is forgiven and all is able to rejoice at the overcoming of the delusional state of the ego. And all of its suffering is realized to never even have been. All of it was a delusion, a dream, a fantasy. No suffering ever actually happened. It's only a thought. And when the mind is cleansed of thought, we are cleansed of karma. We are cleansed of maya. We are cleansed of the mark of the beast that has contaminated the soul with the lower death drive toward density and material false manifestation as something solid rather than something that is pure spirit and cannot be grasped or captured in any world or by any forces other than God. It is this victory over the capture of desire, the capture of the heart by that which is impure and ungodly, that we are being freed of, liberated by Christ consciousness, liberated by the Father, liberated by the Holy Spirit within the heart, so that all suffering is canceled. Canceled for all, not just for some. And so this is our great task, to move beyond the ego's narratives, to let go of everything that the ego has treasured of a special individual existence separate from God, that wants a separate sphere of power and territory and control. And all of that is renounced in favor of the supreme freedom that can only be attained through the total kenosis of consciousness. You can only reach theosis through kenosis. Only through emptying out completely into nothingness will you be filled with the divine glory. It is this trade that God offers, to exchange our petty lives for the divine life. And you must ask yourself in your heart, do you accept that offer? Do you accept that offer while the offer is open, while the window of opportunity remains? Do you accept that offer to disappear without a trace as an ego, and manifest as the power of God working through your form with the presence of the will, the Tao, the beauty of the incorporeal? And be free of any attachment to the mortal, to the bestial, to the animal, to the unholy. Free yourself completely from any connection to that which is other than the pure, immediate presence of God as the self in every instant. This is our task. This is our yoga. This is our way home, the only way. To escape the hell realm of the ego. And we are in a time now where every ego's imaginary is breaking down. The imaginary cannot hold. The imaginary is the ego's attempt to whitewash, to deny, to stay in its illusion, its comfort zone, its fantasies of of what can be attained within the limitations of its attachments. And all of that is being broken through. And so this is a time when real one, the real of trauma, is erupting in the world at every fractal level of appearance. And the only way to cope with real one, the only way you will be able to endure the effects of real one, of the real as evil, as trauma, as the sucking of life energy by the vampiric, the only way to endure will be to abide in real two, in the real of divine love that cannot be captured or overwhelmed. And that real too is only sustainable if the soul is surrendered to real three, to the real of the Supreme Self, which is the only authentic real. And so this is our migration of the locus of consciousness from the material plane of projection to the realm of love and the source of love as the purity of the absolute self beyond all duality.